Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, over in the UK, they're celebrating National Curry Week. It's a dish so embedded in British life that there are variants of it there that didn't come from Asia at all, but were invented in Britain to be drunk with beer. So what about over here? Over the last century or so, traditional curry houses have come and gone in Ireland, though more lately the offerings have become come with a bit more of a modern twist. Anshil Chokla is owner of Deli to Dublin, the food truck usually found in Temple Bar. Afternoon, Anshil.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. The Irish palate, have you found it still relatively conservative?
Well, initially when Deli to Dublin started, yes, it was. But we have seen a really big shift in their taste, and they are really loving Indian curries.
What is the what is the technical definition of a curry?
So a curry, it can be, you know, it can be a very watery thing, or it can be a rich, creamy gravy. And you can have like meat in it or some veggies in it. We do both the curries, a meat and a vegetarian as well. So, you know, you can do a lot of experiments with that gravy. So, people are loving our curries. And it's great to, you know that they are really, you know, willing to try. Because initially when we started, Irish people were very reluctant of trying Indian curries because they think it must be really spicy. It must be very hot. But when we say our curry is spicy, it means we use different spices because India is really famous for their spices. And so spicy means spices, not hot.
Necessarily. Though, I mean, it can be spicy and hot. How do you know the difference?
Okay. So when we are using the green chili or green chili in form of paste or red chili in form of paste, then we say it's hot. But when we are using different spices like cardamom, cinnamon, then we say it's spicy and it's full of flavors.
Right. OK. As opposed to kind of burning the mouth off you kind of thing. Yes.
Yeah.
But do you still get people rocking up to you and they're looking for the, you know, the traditional kind of stuff they'd get in their takeaway? Because people would probably, a lot of people, I imagine, would still think that's what Indian food is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the thing is, you know, it's very the spiciness or the hotness of a curry is very subjective. There are some people for whom it is spicy or hot. And for some, the same curry is not hot and spicy. And I've seen in many takeaways and I've seen many bars in Ireland are doing Indian curry. It feels really proud that they are, introducing Indian to their menu, because Indian food is becoming really popular among in the world, and they are introducing Indian curries. But the thing is, when we taste that, it's not the authentic Indian taste, because maybe they want to cater to the palates of the people here. And at our stall, what we do is we try to keep it authentic. Otherwise, Indian people are going to kill us that, oh my God, this is not authentic. What are you doing? So we try to keep it authentic. And if it's spicy, then we tell our customers it is spicy. So mind your tongues.
Yeah. But the average Irish person, though, I imagine, wouldn't have a clue what was the difference between an Indian curry or a curry from some other part of Asia.
Yes, but the thing is, we are seeing that difference now. When people are trying our curries, they are able to now make a difference that, for example, let's say they have tried a South Indian curry, like say chicken Madras or something. When they have tried it at a restaurant or a takeaway, and they try the same at our stall, they can make a difference. Okay, in the South Indian curries, they use curry flavors and curry leaves a lot. But in North Indian curries, we don't tend to use curry leaves a lot. So they are also able to make a difference there. And I think they are getting educated about our curries as well.
Yeah. So and would those differences be very subtle, or, you know, you'd have to know them?
Yes. So let's say, there are very a lot of Irish people that are really fond of Indian food, and they like to try like South Indian cuisine and the North Indian cuisine. So let's say if a person is very, you can say they want to try different things, and they have tried a lot of South Indian and North Indian, they can really notice the difference that a coconut flavor is, a bit more used in the South Indian flavors. And in the North Indian, we don't use coconut that much. So it can be, you can note the difference if you have tried enough.
Okay. And is there any movement towards any sort of fusion where you'd kind of have Irish Indian food?
At our stall, you are talking about Delhi to Dublin?
Yeah.
No, we have not done any fusion at the moment, but we are planning.
Yeah, because so one of our listeners says our granny used to make us a curry coddle. People always amazing. Go, ugh, but it's absolutely delicious. Don't know of any other family that's done this.
Amazing. If the granny is listening to this, I would really want her to visit Delhi to Dublin. And please do share your recipe and we would love to introduce it at our stalls.
Yeah.
By her name, definitely.
Granny Carol is her name now, but maybe the listener might call over to you with that. Chicken tikka masala was invented in Bradford for the English palace, therefore not authentic, says Shay. It does not matter. Given that curry and Indian food is like a global cuisine now, does it matter if it's authentic or not to you?
If people are loving that and it has some, basis, some notes of Indian spices, then it doesn't matter if it's authentic Indian or not. We love to try it. We'd love to introduce it.
Anshil, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Anshil Shokla there, the owner of Delhi to Dublin. Somebody wants to know, is there a curry that could actually kill an Irish person? A poison curry? Well, that would probably kill someone. I would imagine that would really do the trick. There used to be, many, many years ago, there used to be a restaurant in Dublin called the Taj Mahal, where people would go kind of at 3 o'clock in the morning when you were just about to start sobering up. And there was a famous incident with Larry Gogan, where he used to do his Just a Minute quiz. And he asked one of the contestants, where is the Taj Mahal? And he says, yeah, it's just down from the children's hospital.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.